Welcome back to another episode of Snap Aim Podcast. I know, I've not been good at keeping up with this, but that's because a lot of the gaming news, I don't feel like I have anything to add to it. But I think if I make it into little bite-sized chunks whenever I do see really good news, I think that might be a really good way for me to approach it. So maybe not necessarily on Mondays, but if there is really good news on Mondays, that might be when I do it. Just like today, because guess what? Alien Isolation 2 was confirmed. So it's the 10-year anniversary of Alien Isolation, and the sequel was officially announced. Creative director Al Hope posted to Twitter, "To our fans around the world, it's hard to believe that it has been 10 years since we embarked on our journey with the release of Alien Isolation. When we started developing Alien Isolation, we had one guiding principle: to create a truly authentic experience that went back to the roots of the Alien franchise, a new story capturing the atmosphere and terror of the original 1979 movie masterpiece. It's been nothing short of incredible to witness your passion for the game over the years and see it reach so many players around the world. On the 10th anniversary, it seems only fitting to let you know that we have heard your distress calls loud and clear. Today, I'm delighted to confirm on behalf of the team that a sequel to Alien Isolation is in early development. We look forward to sharing more details with you when we're ready. Once again, thank you." There's no official title for the sequel, but that's to be expected since it's in early development. But this is pretty exciting. Fun fact, Alien Isolation sold 1 million copies just 3 months after launch, and they doubled that to 2.8 11 million after 6 months. I loved this game, but I personally could not finish it because I have this stupid phobia of robots, and I got stuck on one section where it was all just androids, and I genuinely freaked out so badly and I had to quit the game. I wish I could go back, but I really do not think I could stomach that section again. Like, I wanted to puke. So our next bit of news is kind of a surprise to me. 343 Industries is now Halo Studios, and the company is moving to Unreal Engine 5. During this past weekend's Halo World Championships in Seattle, Washington, 343 released a ton of announcements, including these massive changes. So Halo Infinite is currently on the Slipspace engine, which is a proprietary engine created by 343. Slipspace was created specifically for Halo Infinite and was actually in development back when Halo 5 Guardians released. If you remember, this engine's demo was unveiled at the 2018 E3 presentation. While it seems like all of this hard work is getting shoved aside, it honestly makes sense that Halo Studios would want to move forward with Unreal 5. Slipspace was notoriously difficult to work with, and art director Chris Matthews said, "Respectfully, some components of Slipspace are almost 25 years old." Although 343 was developing it continuously, there are aspects of Unreal that Epic has been developing for some time, which are available to us in Slipspace, and would have taken huge amounts of time and resources to try and replicate. Pierre Hintz, one of the leadership figures at Halo Studios, stated, "We've had a disproportionate focus on trying to create the conditions to be successful in servicing Halo Infinite, but switching to Unreal allows us to put all the focus on making multiple new experiences at the highest quality possible." Halo Studios is now working on several new games, none that are named or detailed, but the Xbox Wire blog did specify that a new Halo game is not next. At the World Championships, Halo Studios also showcased a video called A New Dawn that showcased how the future of Halo games would look through Unreal Engine 5. The lead FX artist Daniel Henley stated in the video, "The original Halo franchise was a graphics showcase. It was best in class. That's what Halo was when it first released, and that's what Halo needs to be again." So I'm really excited to see what Halo Studios will make and how Halo Infinite's gonna look on Unreal 5. Now, in some less enjoyable news, the gaming industry has a lot of layoffs, and they continue to have a lot of layoffs. Specifically this year, it has been reported that 12,700 jobs were lost just from January to September. While there are a lot of recent major layoffs I do want to talk about, I actually want to focus on the layoffs at Epic in 2023 because Tim Sweeney decided to speak up about it, and not in a good way, which I don't know if I expected this conversation to be productive, but you know, you can always hope. So Sweeney spoke at the Unreal Fest 2024 presentation, which you can watch on their YouTube channel, and announced that Epic is now financially sound. Sweeney specified that last year, Epic had to get its finances in order, which is why they laid off 830 people. Really weird statement to put out there about layoffs, but this is also coming from the CEO, who put out a blog post revealing that they've been spending more money than they earn and thus needed layoffs to move forward. Keith stated that all across the globe, Epic has been cutting costs with no new hires and cutting costs on marketing and events, but still couldn't make their budget work. It's always so incredibly disappointing that these layoffs come due to the company being overzealous and spending vast amounts on money on events and such, and it's the workers who have to pay the price for it. In the presentation, Sweeney went on to say, "We spent the last year rebuilding and really executing solidly on all fronts. I'm happy to tell you now that the company is financially sound and that Fortnite and the Epic Games Store have hit new records in concurrency and success." You know, too bad that success couldn't be shared with the 830 people that worked on the projects previous, but apparently that's just a small price to pay for making more money. Fortnite peaked over the holidays too and actually reached 110 million monthly active players. To put those numbers into perspective, in 2021, Fortnite generated $9 billion in revenue for Epic. But again, Sweeney said they've been spending more money than they've been earning, and some of that is with their legal battles they've taken on with Apple, Google, and now Samsung. Epic had a lawsuit against Apple and Google over a competing app store for mobile, and Sweeney actually came out and said that this specific legal battle cost Epic $1 billion. Then, this month, Epic filed another lawsuit against Samsung and Google over their auto blocker that's turned on by default in Samsung phones because it blocks people from downloading Epic's Game Store app. I can't imagine that this will be a cheaper lawsuit, so Epic might be looking around that $1 billion cost again. It's a little bit frustrating that the higher-ups don't really seem to be looking at this as an issue, and I get that they want their apps on these different platforms to generate more money, but you have to ask yourself, is it really worth it? However, it's a pretty good start to the week with the announcement of Alien Isolation 2 and now the new Halo projects. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Remember to stay hydrated and keep on gaming.